Next up, so I have the privilege of hearing this next young, beautiful speaker speak at Area Manager Retreat in Albany this past year, and she's just one of those people. I had two memories of her before that, and the first was on my third day of Armon. I was at that training with Tabitha, and Natalie had just started, and Camilla, and like you had just been like, I told this girl that she had a great smile, so she had to do Armon, and that was Natalie. And I was like, still, and I'm owning this because I was just learning to be nice again. And I was all like, okay, Natalie, that's a nice smile. Okay, I literally, I'm owning that. Changed. And the second time was at Area Manager Retreat the year before. And so I'm like, oh, you're an area manager too. Good for you. Like, I was still learning. I'm like, so mindset of a casting director. I'm like, we're not even castable together, it's horrible. Anyway, so this next time I heard her speak, I was like a new person. I was like Armon Trevor, which was awesome. And she got up to speak at Area Manager Retreat. And I remember because I was holding Taya on the side, because we brought her over, as you all remember. And Taya was watching. And the whole room was just like breathing with Natalie. And I was like, okay, if I'm doing this, Natalie is doing it with me. Natalie is an ERVP from Brantford. She's a full-time elementary school teacher and teaches music lessons at a music academy too. Sorry, I guess like everyone here, you don't have to be an actor, music, everyone, sorry. You surround yourself with people who are like, you know, you get it, right? Who here isn't an actor, raise your hand. Not an actor, not a singer. No dancing. Do you like me? Okay, everybody. When she was first introduced to Armon 2.5 years ago, she didn't think she had the time to take on a third job building the Armon business. However, as her team grew, she quickly realized that Armon allowed her more time, freedom, and flexibility. She's very passionate about this business and is always excited to offer it to others because it has changed her life for the better, and she sees lives changing around her every day. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm proud to introduce Executive Region Vice President, Natalie Como.
Because they had just started. So I am Helena's first business builder. And at the end of the presentation, I asked Camilla, how can I get the best discount? And she said, oh, you should be a consultant. And I gotta be honest, I was very starstruck, so I went, okay. Don't you wish there were more of me? You should do this, okay. But I gotta be honest, it was a little tongue-in-cheek at first. It wasn't that easy. Honestly, there were some more steps to get me started, but not really that much because I was very excited. I did have a slow start, and I shared the products at first. That's what my business was. I shared the products, and one of my very best friends joined my team right away, and all we did was dabble. We just dabbled because I didn't really see a big vision at first. But 4 months later, my beautiful aunt, Colleen, joined my business, and only 2 months into her business, she called me. And she said, I found the thing I was looking for. Arbonne is going to change my life. And that was a wow for me. She had actually, what had happened was 2 years ago, GTC was in January. And as a teacher, I had to write report cards. So I couldn't go. And that was the year we were allowed to allow other consultants to go in our place. So I sent her. She was brand new, no belief. Came back from GTC. And that's when she made that phone call to me. And she called me, she said, this is going to change my life. And did it ever. And I'm so proud of me. She's now a regional vice president. So congratulations. Once I realized that this is something that can make a difference in my life, I started listening. And I started learning. And I started attending every single event that I could. I went to DA's. And I got to be honest, one thing that really kicked me in the butt was I got tough love from Camilla. I'll never forget the day I was feeling so sick. And Helena was hosting a DA at her house. You remember this? And Camilla was coming from Toronto to Ancaster to do DAs at Helena's. And I was feeling so awful. I had a bad day at school. I had to leave school because I was feeling sick. And I was literally just like curled up. I was so comfy. I'm like, I'm not going. I called Helena. And she said, you know what? It's Camilla that's coming. So, are you sure? I said, yes, I'm sure. Kid you not, the day started at 7. At 6:30, Camilla called me and said, you better get dressed. I'll see you in 15 minutes. I was in the car, and I made it. So, I have to thank Camilla, because I gotta be honest, when I was there, I realized that, she said to me, she's like, you're here because you want to be an MVP, and this is what MVPs do. Right? They show up first, they're the last to leave, and they're everywhere. So you're here. You can sit in the bucket beside you if you need to, but you're here. So that was a huge lesson for me, so thank you, Camilla. So, it's great. So, so today, let's see, I would, after making that final decision, I did start to talk about the business with more passion and conviction that I never, ever would have anticipated before. After making that decision, I did promote to region in 17 months, and I have an amazing, strong team coming along on the ride with me. So, hello to my team out there. You rock, and you're here because you want to be at the top too. So today, I get the privilege of sharing with you some language and some verbiage on how to approach your cold market. And I love the nods in the audience. I'm going to offer you some ideas for offering Arbonne to people that you've never met and that you might only have a 30-second encounter with. And I do have 3 steps, so get your pens ready. When someone starts their Arbonne business, we know that we are challenged to fill out a list of 100 people that we know. Some people are able to write down 20 names, some people can go into the hundreds. But at one time or another, no matter who we are, no matter how many names on that list, every one of us feels like we've talked to and offered Arbonne to everyone we know. How many of you are at that point? Okay, or know people who are at that point. This is far from the reality, but when we feel we've gotten to that point, you can feel stuck. And I've had many people ask me, what next? How do I go into my cold market? So there are many amazing consultants in this business who've actually been training on prospecting in your cold market. So for example, my sponsor, MVP Helena DeBrun, really only had a cold market. So she's helped many people in her success line and others with verbiage and ideas to branch out like she did. And there was even a learn done very recently by Donna Weiser on warming up your cold market. I highly recommend listening to it for some excellent ideas. And Thank you, Daphne, for talking about the Learned Birds, wherever you are. I gotta be honest, I said to myself, I'm gonna listen to Learned Birds all the time. I'm gonna download them. But I never really did. But I gotta be honest, for $6 a month, they're delivered right to my door, and I listen to them all the time now. So if that's the step you have to take, do it. It's a worthy investment. So what I have to offer you today are some ideas and language you can use to offer the Arbonne opportunities to people that you meet every day. So we train on the 30-second commercial. And for those of you who have not practiced your 30-second commercial, I highly recommend that you do. Some business professionals call it the elevator speech. How much effective information you can give someone about the business in a short elevator ride. So I'm going to give you a few scenarios that you all experience. How would you offer the business to your waiter or waitress at the restaurant, right? Or to the cashier that brings you through? Or to the person working a retail store? How many of you have been in that situation and you think, oh, I'd love to tell you about this because you'd be so good at it, and then you just don't, right? It happens. Sometimes we take a look at these people and we think you would be a rock star, but what do you do? I actually have to share a story with you. And I had to ask for permission before I share this with you. I have a district manager on my team named Caitlin. And she came to me last week, literally went like this and kicked herself. Because she went to Kohl's. And Kohl's, the bookstore, she was looking for the book called The 4-Hour Workweek. Excellent read, never read it before. And she was looking in the section and she couldn't find the book. And a nice, lovely young lady came over and said, what do you need help with? And she showed her where to find the book on the shelf. So she actually said, you know, look at the 4-hour work week. Oh, here it is. Handed it right to her, very, very pleasant. And then Caitlin went to the front of the store, and the same woman was checking her out at the cash register. And the woman said to her, oh, are you looking to do a 4-hour work week? And she said, yeah.
Like an MVP.
Oh, I love this story. Okay, just before I go on to step two. When we were at the Erin Managers Retreat, I cannot remember who it was, but one of the NDPs or EMVPs stood at the front and said, I want all the NDPs in the room to stand up. So what happened? The NDP stood up. So she said it again. I want all of the NDPs to stand up. And we went, oh, we got it. And everyone stood up. It was one of those, right, we get it kind of moments. But that's the difference, is you need to believe that you're the NDP before you have that title, right? So if you say it, you will have their respect and attention. So again, step one, give yourself credibility. Tell them that you are that person that could offer them an opportunity. So you will have their respect and attention. Step two, flatter them. Point out something that they're good at that caught your attention. So for example, I've been watching your customer service and you're very good at talking to people. Or you're very easy to talk to and you have a great personality. They will feel happy, they will feel comfortable, and they will be more open to what you have to say. Compliment them on those qualities that you want to see in your team. So if you're looking for approachable people, tell them you're a very approachable person, because that leads into step three. Offer them the opportunity. So some language I would use is, I am always looking for people like you for my team. Would you be open to hearing about an income opportunity? Or another favorite is, I'd love the chance to show you how you can make an extra $1,000 per month. And then you stop talking, right? You stop, because that's really gonna get their wheels turning and they want to know more. So I'll say that point again. You offer them the opportunity. I'm always looking for people like you on my team. Would you be open to hearing about a business opportunity? Or I'd love the chance to show you how to make an extra $1,000 per month. And then you stop talking, because then you need to listen. So to recap, my offer might sound something like this. My name is Natalie, and I'm a consultant for a health and wellness company. You are very pleasant and easy to talk to. I'm always looking for dynamic people like you for my team. I think you'd be good at it. I'd love a chance to show you how you can make some extra money. That's it. Keep it short and simple. And you need to be prepared for them to say yes, because that's great to get that all down, but then what if they say yes? You don't want to go, great! So you need to be prepared for them to say yes. We are so lucky that in our little bit of the world here, there are so many business presentations happening all the time. Our calendars are so full, there's always an opportunity to bring a prospect to one of these presentations. You need to know when they are, though. You need to be able to, on the spot, say, this is happening, when are you free? Or be confident enough to set up a time to meet with them for a coffee date so you can explain the business to them even more. I brought several leaders and waitresses with me with this non-threatening technique. I brought them with me to the presentation. And to the ones that said no thanks, you can bet that I have made myself a regular at the restaurant. And I always make sure to drip on them every time I go. And they always see me happy. They always see me professional. They always see me show up with different people. And when they start to ask, how's the business going, I'm always excited to tell them about the good things that are happening. So how about the cashier that rings you through at the grocery store or the superstore? One of my most memorable prospects, I love this story because I think this could be a very likely situation. One of my most memorable prospects was when I was going through the checkout at a store and the woman was so nice that she literally looked like she wanted to be anywhere else but there. So all I said was, long day. And she responded like, oh my gosh, you have no idea. I've been here for 10 hours. I couldn't get a sitter for my kids. I'm sick of working these crazy shifts. I'm not working these sitters at school. And she was just, it's almost like I gave her an out to vent to me. So I said, it was a long day. And even with an eye roll, you can usually learn a lot about your day, right? So how did I respond? I followed those three steps. I said, well, if you don't mind, my name is Natalie, and I'm a consultant for a health and wellness company. You've actually served me before, and I think you're so friendly and you're always easy to talk to. I'd love to offer you an opportunity that would allow you to spend less time here and more time with your kids. And the look on her face was priceless. She got a bit emotional about it too, actually, which was kind of neat. And then what I did, I followed the system with my upline, and I pulled out a sample pack right out of my purse, which I always have with me so I can be prepared. And I just let her know, I'll follow up with you in a few days so I can tell you more about the business. And Thank you, Rosalind, for articulating the importance of the follow-up, or the fortune is in the follow-up. Sometimes in these situations, though, you do have to respect the fact that these people are at work. And you don't need to go on explaining too many details on the spot. They actually could stop listening for fear of getting in trouble for socializing or holding up the line or something. But when I did follow up with her, she came to visit the presentation of these notes. But, what if they say no? What if they say no? So what? So what if they say no? Offering can be hard. It might take all your strength and humility to offer it. But if you do, be proud of yourself. You are stepping out of your comfort zone. You are practicing your verbiage. You are testing the market to figure out what approach works best for you. So do it anyway. I guarantee that no matter how the person responds to your offer, you're going to feel amazing because you did it. And then the next time you do it, it might be scary, but it'll be easier. And you'll have more confidence to do it too. So do it and be okay with the no's. And in fact, I'm going to challenge you. When you go out prospecting your cold market, I challenge you to find 100 people to say no to you. Look for 100 people to say no. Because what's going to happen? If you're asking so many people to say no, someone's going to say no, you're going to go crazy. I'll check that off. So you don't get emotional about it. But guess what? The more people you ask, the more will say yes. Right? So look for those no's. And among those no's, you're going to hear yeses. But you will not hear the yeses unless you ask in the first place. Right? One of the hardest offers I ever made in my cold market was a challenge that was given to me by Tabitha DeBrun. She said, I can't believe you, I don't know where you came up with this, it was brilliant. She said to a few of us, she said, next time you're in a bookstore, hang out in the self-help section. And offer it to the next person who goes there with this sentence. You look like someone who owns your own business. And I was like, where is she going with this? So a few days later, I was at Chapters because it was just before Christmas. So I was actually buying some motivational books for my team. And I made a promise to myself. I said to myself, and sometimes you have to do this. You have to sort of give yourself that, like, your little pep talk. I said to myself, I am not leaving without offering Arbonne to someone. The place was packed. I had a good variety of people to choose from, which was great. So I was browsing through the Robin Sharma books. And this woman walked into the section, and she intimidated me like no other. She was one of these like powerhouse women with, like, she exuded confidence, and she was beautiful, and she just, her self-esteem was like blinding. And my first thought was, oh my God, I don't know if I can cross my shirt, but my second thought was, I want her on my team. So, what I did was, after a few really awkward moments of the two of us standing there, I looked at her and I said, excuse me, but you look like you own your own business. And she was really flattered. And her response was, and I kid you not, I wrote it down, her response was, me? What makes you think that? And she got all like giddy about it, which is really good. So I got to reply with, well, I have my own business, and you look very professional, so I just assumed. And she said, what's your business? Don't you love that question? It opens it up to so much. So it turns out, so as we got talking, it turns out she's a school principal and a very faithful, preferred client to her sister because she loves Arbonne already, which is great. So that didn't work out for me. But I am honest when I say I practically skipped out of Chapters that day. I was so proud of myself. And since that scary day, I have actually since said that to 3 more people. So thank you, Tabitha, for that verbiage. And I guarantee it gets easier every time. The hardest part is always getting started. I get it. You'll feel sick. You'll feel nervous. But step out of your comfort zone. This morning when we started, Trevor gave a shout out to Amanda, who is from Yellowknife, Northwest Territory. So, Paula, she's in my success line. Here she is. Hi, she's in your team. I have to give props to Amanda because last time she flew up to Yellowknife, you have to do a stopover in Edmonton, right? And so when she was in Edmonton, she had a little bit of a layover and prospected the girl who worked at the car rental place. So then this trip down, she contacted her and said, okay, I'm coming back through, let's go for coffee. And they did it. And you did, you got there, didn't you? Like, of you, so step out of your comfort zone. The key to offering Argon to strangers is believing in your gut that you are the one. You are the one that has the answer to their problems. You are offering them a life-changing opportunity, and how dare you keep it from them? Know that you are offering them a gift. It is up to them if they want to unwrap it or not. But you still have to offer. So when I go in public, I'm always expecting to find my next business builder. So I'm always dressed for success. Do I go to the grocery store with my sweats on and a hoodie, my hair and not no makeup on? No. I make sure I put together and presentable because I may run into my next MVP. And I want to I want them to take my offer seriously and look at me as a professional from the very first hello. I actually made that mistake when I first started. I noticed that there was a few times that I would be out and I would see someone and I would think to myself, oh God, I can't approach them looking like this. You know what? I'll come back another time. Or you know what, maybe I'll go home and change, grab some sample packs and come back. Yeah, right. That doesn't happen. I'm really busy. Right? So when you, anyways, I think that it's important to just stay professional, and I know that other amazing speakers today have talked about the importance of that. When you do get a chance to have a longer conversation with the person that you're speaking with, it's so important to get to know their story a little bit. Ask them questions that you can find their why. I'll tell you about my latest encounter. I was actually at a jewelry store looking for a gift for someone on my team, and there was a young man working there, he was about 18 years old. And as much as he seemed very out of his element, he was very approachable, friendly, and he went out of his way to assist me, what you would expect. After I made my selection, he was bringing my purchases through, and I started asking him questions. I was the only one there, so he really had nobody else to talk to at the moment, so I felt comfortable doing that. And I asked him, where are you from? Are you in school? What else do you do? And in a very short time, I learned that he's a student, working his job around his class schedule. So I went through my 3 steps of offering the business, and I let him know that he can be in charge of how much he makes with this business, and that he can work it around his class schedule more easily. And he got very excited. He attended a business presentation 2 nights later, and the best part of it was that after I left, he told me a couple days later, he said, after I left, he called his dad, and he said, Dad, I got offered a job! Isn't that so cool? I got to offer someone a job! He was so excited. I offered him the opportunity to make more than he was making and to work his schedule so that he could dedicate more time to his classes. I was able to do that because I took the time to ask him a couple questions and figure out what his purpose was. So, I want you all to ask yourself, what is your ideal business builder like? What qualities do you want them to have? Write down the qualities that you want your team to possess. And look for those qualities everywhere. Every time I'm out and about and I meet new people, I think, go look on my team. What kind of qualities do I see? And let them know it. Tell them, you have amazing charisma. I love for you to be on my team. You're so easy to talk to. Wow, you really know a lot about this. I would love to offer you an opportunity. I think you'd be really good on my team. So find those qualities and tell them that they possess it. And tell them how Argon can make a difference for them too. So I'm going to challenge everyone to try this. The next time you go for dinner, the next time you go through a checkout, the next time you're shopping, try it. Do it and grow. And I welcome you to email me. I want to hear the success stories. Natalie Como at myargon.ca. Tell me about it. Tell me the verbiage you use. How did you approach these people and what was the outcome? I would love to know. And I will be so happy for you. Whether it worked or whether it didn't, I'm going to be excited for you because you did it. And that means you'll be able to do it again. And remember, you can't say the wrong thing to the right person, but you can't say the right thing to the wrong person. My favorite quote is, every achievement was once considered impossible. I just love that. Every achievement was once considered impossible. Think about that for a second. Belief is such a huge part of this. The title of my EOA is Belief, You Deserve Success. And those of you who were at the Area Managers Retreat, I spoke about this very, very passionately at the time. When you approach new people, you need to show your belief with pride. And if you are new, borrow your belief from your upline. borrow ours, channel your inner Tab, channel your inner Camilla, channel your inner Roz and Trevor, and offer it. Tab talks about the 4-minute mile, which I think is really neat. It's 4-minute mile, right? Yeah. Nobody could do it, and then as soon as someone did, people started doing it, and they did it over and over and over again. And I have to point out another girl on my team, Alisa. Okay, Alisa, for those of you who were watching during the dance party, she was shaken up by the DJ on the stage over there. Nice dance, girl. She started in September, went to CNTC as a brand new, very young, very scared new consultant, 19 years old. She walked right up to Debbie Neal, and she said, "I'm going to be the youngest MVP." And I was like, "Yeah, you go, girl. Well done. I'm so proud of you." And it was really funny because afterwards, I drove her in my car, and she is so believing in this business. That's what you really get to walk up to Debbie Neal. For those of you who don't know Debbie Neal, she's Armand like royalty. So Alisa walks right up to her and said, "I'm the youngest MVP with more confidence than I've seen in her ever." And then on the way home, I let her drive my car for a little stretch of the highway. She's like, "Yep, I can't wait to get these." And as soon as she got in the back, she sat there, buckled up, and she said, "Okay, now how do I do it?" She had no idea what she was doing yet, but that did not stop her enthusiasm and her belief. I could have stuck her in the middle of, where are we going, Yorkdale Mall we walked by, and she could have walked right in and prospected anybody because her belief was huge. She was already an MVP as soon as she said that. I'm very proud of you, Lisa. So you basically need to do these things. You need to get out of your house. You need to expect, you know, right? Not just meeting people outside of your own four walls. Get out of your house, expect success, and play a game with yourself. Like when I was in Chapters, I had to say to myself, "I will not leave before I talk to somebody. I don't know who it is yet, but I'm not going to leave." And I've done it for grocery stores too. I would just wonder if I'm tired, I'll move the laps. But before I leave, I'm going to strike up a conversation with someone, and I'm going to offer them the opportunity. Good ideas land on good ears, and this is a great idea. There are many people who need this in their lives, so again, how dare you keep this opportunity from them? Share the golden ticket. Be great and expect success. So I hope today I've helped you with some language, but I want you to understand that you will find what works best for you, and you will find that verbiage that fits into your network, but do it. And I challenge you. Set up those little goals for yourself as you go day to day and decide how many people am I going to coach my cold market. Okay? So, go Grow Nations, and good luck. Thank you.